So we have invited special guest today. Today's guest is Mr. Cole. He's a hyper polyglot and YouTuber, and he has a passion for language learning. So today I will ask some questions. The first question is, please tell us about yourself, where you're from, or YouTube channel, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. So my name is Cole. I have a YouTube channel called Cole Langs, and I've studied a number of foreign languages in the past 5 or 6 years, and it's something I really, really enjoy doing. So the YouTube channel is just a way of me sharing my passion, sharing a really relaxed and fun way to learn languages, and hopefully inspiring a few people along the way.
Okay, thank you. Next question is, I know you can speak more than 10 languages. It's amazing. So could you tell us about your language journey? So we want to know how you became a polyglot.
Yeah, of course. So first of all, I am from the US. So my first language is English. And I actually didn't really get into languages until I was 16 or 17 years old, because that's when I started learning Spanish at school. And at first, it was just like any other subject for me. Nothing really clicked with me right away. But after about 3 or so years of studying it informally at school, I got an opportunity to go to Spain and actually see the language in action. And this is what really just sparked my passion for languages. And from there, it was all history. We started learning Russian literature in high school, and I became really drawn to that. So that made me want to learn Russian. And then I became a Rotary Youth Exchange student to Taiwan, where the local language is, of course, Mandarin Chinese. So I lived there for a year, learned a bit of Mandarin, met people from all over the world. And ever since then, I've been trying to learn, as ridiculous as it sounds, all the languages that all my friends spoke in Taiwan. So that includes pretty much all the European languages, Turkish, you know, Japanese. There's quite a few on my list.
Great. Third question. I like your video, 10 terrible mistakes every language learner makes and how to avoid them. So could you briefly talk about this topic again? I think your ideas are very useful for language learners.
Yes, of course. So I think mistakes are something that are really misunderstood when it comes to language learning, because as we grow up in a traditional school setting, we're always punished for making mistakes, right? In languages in particular, the opposite is true. We're rewarded for making mistakes, because every time we do, we learn just a little bit more and we're that close to our goals. So I think just having a simple mindset change and realizing that making mistakes is the only way that you're going to reach your goals is huge. And that alone can help you make leaps and bounds of progress. And beyond that, the most important thing that you can do besides staying consistent when learning a language is to have fun with it. Yeah. I think a lot of people try way too hard and spend way too much time looking for this golden method, right? The best method, so to say, but really there is no best or golden method. The best way for you to learn a language is the way that makes you happy, the way that you enjoy the most. And I think that's something that everyone should know when they embark on learning a new language.
Okay, thank you. First question is, this is also your YouTube channel. I watched your video, how to maintain multiple foreign language, especially when you don't have time. So in this video, you say daily habits or routines are very important for them. So I want to know your daily habits, for example, recently started or most effective one or anything you like.
Sure. So the first thing is you have to incorporate, well, this is because of consistency. If you're going to stay consistent when learning a foreign language, you have to incorporate your language study into your day, right? That's just how it is. And the way that you do that depends a lot on you and how much time you have and what you like to do. Like for me personally, I can usually set aside an hour or two to have like a dedicated time for deliberate learning practice. That's when I sit down and I read and I listen and I translate and all of this, all of the good stuff. But there's also a lot of dead time in my day where I'm doing something else, but I could also be listening to a podcast in a foreign language. Like, I really enjoy reading while eating, for example. I know it sounds kind of weird. So maybe when I'm eating my cereal in the morning for breakfast, I'll also be listening to a podcast in Russian. Or if I go for a jog, then I'll listen to some music in Spanish, and so on and so forth. But the key is definitely, at least for me, is to incorporate the language into your daily life somehow.
Okay, thank you. Finally, please leave a message for language learners.
Yeah, of course. So I think learning a foreign language is the most important and profound decision that you could ever make in your life. I know that sounds really wacky, but if you really think about it, if you're spending the time to learn more about another person's culture, their history, where they come from, you are taking one step closer to achieving world peace, essentially, because something that a lot of people don't really talk about is the problems that we face today in our globalized world. I think a lot of those issues are attributed or can be attributed to simple cultural misunderstandings. And I think if in a perfect world, if everybody spoke each other's language, then maybe not all, but a really good portion of those problems would be solved. So when you're learning a foreign language, or if you're thinking about learning a foreign language, please know that what you're doing is an incredible mission. It will benefit you in every single facet and aspect of your life. And you'll be making a lot of other people really happy when you, if you ever decide to start speaking it with native speakers.
Thank you for a great message. Mr. Cole, thank you so much for answering our questions. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Masa. It was a lot of fun.